So recently, a man named T-Bone Burnett, he's an American record producer born in 1948, musician and songwriter, as a producer of the soundtrack of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, he renewed interest in American roots music. He received a Grammy Award for that album for the soundtracks Cold Mountain. Well, he got a Grammy Award for that album and then soundtracks. He also got an award for Cold Mountain, Walk the Line, Crazy Heart, and Raising Sand, in which he united the contemporary bluegrass of Alison Krauss with the blues rock of Robert Plant. He started the careers of the Counting Crows, Los Lobos, I think Dave Neufeld did them, recorded them, Sam Phillips, and Julian Welch. And he revitalized the careers of Greg Allman and Roy Orbison. He produced music for the television programs Nashville and True Detective. He has released several solo albums, including Tooth of Crime, which he wrote for a revival of the play by Sam Shepard. So this guy is, in the traditional sense, very creative. And he's been around a long time. I guess he's well known because he gave a speech at the, what do you call it, the SXSW, some kind of gathering in Austin, which is quite well known. Do they actually name what SXSW is? Anyways, he gave the keynote speech. And BuzzBand.LA says this is required reading, this speech. So they transcribed it. So here's what Mr. Burnett said. It's quite recently, like last week. Kevin Bronson posted this on March 13th, 2019, and today is the 19th, so it's just about a week ago. Here's what he said. I'm going to begin today with a quote from Marshall McLuhan from his 1962 book, The Gutenberg Galaxy. The quote was, "Instead of tending toward a vast Alexandrian library, the world has become a computer, an electronic brain, exactly as an infantile piece of science fiction. And as our senses have gone outside us, Big Brother goes inside." Now, that's a good quote, especially the Big Brother part. You know, after World War II, Big Brother went inside, started to program the terrestrial situation. After that quote, Mr. Burnett says, "I would like to come to you today with a message of unity and love and peace." That's ponytail industry talk. "And I will try to get there by the end." Remember Zappa did a play in 1967 at the Garrick Theater in New York City called Pigs and Horses. What was it? Pigs and Ponies. Pigs and Ponies, Repugnant. So the ponies are the industry people with the ponytails. So he's coming with this message of unity, love, and peace, and I will try to get there by the end of his speech. But I have to begin by stating a fact that must be becoming obvious to most people by now. The fact that we are in a battle for the survival of our species, and our enemy is within. The fact that we are in a battle for the survival of our species and our enemy. No, I read that wrong. The fact that we, so he says this is obvious to most people. The fact that we are in a battle for the survival of our species, and our enemy is within. 3 weeks ago, in a landmark report on disinformation and fake news, the British Parliament said that Facebook and other big tech companies should be subject, this is the quoted part, should be subject to a compulsory code of ethics to tackle the abuse of users' data and the bullying of smaller firms, unquote. The report says, quote, companies like Facebook should not be allowed to behave like digital gangsters in the online world, considering themselves to be ahead of and beyond the law. The Guardian wrote that this is the first, quote, comprehensive attempt of a major legislative body to peer into the economy of data manipulation and voter influence, unquote. Damien Collins, chair of the Parliament's Digital Culture, as your Digital, Culture, Media, and Sport Committee, He said, quote, the guiding principle of the move fast and break things culture, that's in quotes, move fast and break things, is that it is better to apologize than ask permission. We need a radical shift in the balance of power between the platforms and the people. Then Mr. Burnett says, in the New Yorker's February 25th, 2019 report titled, quote, Private Mossad for Hire, Uzi Shaya, a former senior Israeli intelligence officer, said, quote, social media allows you to reach virtually anyone and to play with their minds. You can do whatever you want. You can be whoever you want. It's a place where wars are fought, elections are won, and terror is promoted. There are no regulations. It's a no man's land, unquote. Then Mr. Burnett says, Marshall McLuhan began his work as a follower of the French Catholic idealist follower Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. That's not a very good statement. McLuhan did not begin his work as a follower of de Chardin. He barely tolerated de Chardin. And then Burnett says, Teilhard believed that the electronic universe was an extension of our nervous systems and would knit us together into a godhead, which he called, quote, the Omega Point, unquote. McLuhan, also a Catholic, started there. But by the end of his life, he believed that the electronic universe was a, quote, blatant manifestation of the Antichrist, unquote. Satan, McLuhan said, quote, is a very great electric engineer. Well, he's misquoting McLuhan, so we know he doesn't have that much of a deep appreciation of McLuhan. He basically doesn't know anything about McLuhan. He's just picking out little pieces to fit into his message. He then says, after that quote, the Internet has failed. Here's a quote from Tim Berners-Lee, who drew the original diagram for the World Wide Web on a napkin and who now has Dr. Frankenstein's remorse. Quote, this is Mr. Berners-Lee, we demonstrated that the web had failed instead of served humanity, as it was supposed to have done, and failed in many places. The web has ended up producing, with no deliberate action of the people who designed the platform, it produced a large-scale emergent phenomenon which is anti-human. Well, you know, not anti-human. It's an extension of the human and appears to be post-human, but it ain't. But that's for a little later elaboration. Then Mr. Burnett says, as the Internet pioneer Ethan Zuckerman of MIT recently wrote, quote, it's obvious now that what we did was a fiasco. So let me remind you that what we wanted to do was something brave and noble, unquote. Burnett says, what they wanted to do was to create a communication system that was decentralized and cooperative. One of the early networks that Stuart Brand and Ken Kesey built was called the Whole Earth Electronic Link. That's electronic beginning with the letter L, not electronic. Whole Earth Electronic Link. That's how utopian their aspirations were. But today there is a growing understanding that the Internet has morphed into an insidious surveillance and propaganda machine. Berners-Lee has said he is, quote, devastated, unquote, by what his creation has become. And he's working to re-decentralize the web with a new project he calls Solid. I sincerely wish him, says Burnett, the best of luck. But from where I stand, we would do well to scrap this first Internet project. He's not going to support Berners-Lee. We should break up these advertising platform monopolies. And we should start from scratch to build an electronic communication system founded on hard and fast ethics rather than utopian fantasies. Then there's a little sidebar. It's in italics. I don't know if he said this out loud. Thomas More coined the word utopia from two Greek words, utopia, that's spelled E-U-topia, which meant a good place, and utopia, O-U. First one's E-U, second one is O-U, which meant no place at all. Then he goes back to the speech, I guess. By now it is clear that what was begun as a mission to connect and unite mankind has mutated into a pernicious distortion machine that has disconnected mankind and put us at each other's throats. And in doing so has destroyed and is destroying institutions and knowledge that have taken centuries to develop. And then he quotes, how's that? It's just a quote enlarged. I guess he said this. Burnett said, their goal is to automate us. As my friend Roger McNamee says, at this point, it is all the rest of us against 130,000 or so employees at Facebook and Google whose objective is to hybridize us with machines. Ray Kurzweil, Google's director of engineering, predicts that humans will be hybrids by the year 2030. Then he says, their goal is to automate us. In the beginning of the last century, Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, realized that he could use his uncle's concepts, such as the understanding we are driven to act by unconscious impulses. The understanding we are driven to act by unconscious impulses. And you can use that idea, those concepts, to control and manipulate mass culture. At the beginning of the First World War, Bernays was the press agent for Enrico Caruso, plying the trade that was then called propaganda. He had run many successful campaigns, and as the United States entered the war, that's World War I, he worked for Woodrow Wilson to promote the idea that we were fighting not to restore the old empires of Europe, but rather to make the world safe for democracy. By positioning Woodrow Wilson as the, quote, liberator of the people, who would create a new world where the individual would be free, unquote, he was able to make Wilson a hero of the masses. The throngs that greeted Wilson upon his arrival at the Paris peace talks gave Bernays the insight that this sort of mass manipulation could be used during war, it could be used during peace. After the war, with the Germans giving propaganda a bad name, Bernays rebranded his practice, opening the, and these are capital letters, Council on Public Relations, a phrase he coined, and began working for various corporations, including the American Tobacco Corporation. At the time, there was a taboo against women smoking, and Bernays was asked to break that taboo so that the company could sell more cigarettes. During the 1929 Easter parade around Central Park in New York, Bernays arranged for a group of debutantes to hide cigarettes under their clothes.